For the next 30 minutes, you're about to be scintillated, titillated, and informed beyond belief. I know. Welcome to the Delaware City Digest. Time for your host to hang out, Bob Hogeson, Lee Yoakam on My96.7.
Hey, Mark. Thank you. It is Digest time. Happy Friday, everybody. We are back again. The keys worked in the lock today. The power is on. That's always a good sign. Robert?
More than we can say for Mingo Park yesterday.
Hey-o. He's here all week, folks.
A little lightning strike yesterday. No big deal.
Bob and...
Yeah, really.
Flush.
Okay, so yeah, that is breaking news. Boy, I can't do that.
Bum, bum.
That was your call, Nick. Anyway, yeah, Mingo Park back online today. But before we get to that, look who we brought with us. Nick Langford's in the house. Nick,
hey. Hello, Nick.
Nick is the City of Delaware's Economic Development Director. Has not been on the show before. I can't believe that. I mean, when it's just hard to book out that far, you know, when you have so much talent to get on.
The list is long and distinguished.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I finally made it, finally.
Welcome. Welcome. Yeah,
thank you.
Well, we want to make sure you stuck around with all your snazzy economic terms and such.
I have the buzzwords. What can I say?
Oh, he does. It's loaded up. We're going to cover some of those buzzwords, perhaps in the lightning round. We'll do a buzzword trivia and...
The password is Sid.
So anyway, but good week. How's your week, Robert?
All's good. Just, fighting off the heat like everybody else. But I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. Everyone's complaining about the heat. I love it. It is better than the 2 weeks of 15-degree weather.
Two votes. Yet, so. I vote for that, too, always and forever. So that's good. And, yes, let's talk about, before we get to the news, some breaking news. Again, that's your cue, Nick.
Do I have breaking news?
No. There you go. The Mingo Pool is up and running, and they had a lightning strike yesterday and knocked power out about 4 o'clock when that storm blew through. AEP responded, and they were on the scene with our staff till we were told just before we started the show till about 4:15 a.m. this morning and got everything back online, and there are fingers crossed pointing for a noon opening today for Mingo Park.
I was over there about 4 o'clock yesterday, and it looked like a Chernobyl meltdown over there. Everyone's scrambling around.
Bravo.
Everybody's on the phone. Friend of the show, Bridget Donahue, looked like she was jumped in the pool and got out. She was soaking wet from the rain, everything. Oh, it was chaos, man. Chaos.
But the lifeguard kids were happy.
We had our best people on it, as Lee would say. Yeah. So
they got it fixed. And again, you can follow the updates and get all the news on Mingo Park by following the City of Delaware Parks and Recreation Department on their Facebook page. That is the breaking news. Mark, let's go to the news.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Get a little headline news.
The news wouldn't be the news without the news.
But let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
They went wild. Okay, thanks, Lee and Mark and Nick. Here's your Delaware Daily News for Friday, June 27th, 2025. The City of Delaware was proud to take part in another successful Olentangy River Festival at Mingo Park. It was a great day celebrating conservation and community along the banks of our treasured river. The event saw hundreds of people come to see the vendors, play games, and eat some good food last weekend. Congratulations to this year's Conservation Award recipients, Savannah Dominich. Say it straight,
nice.
Dominich.
Nice show prep.
A recent graduate of Ohio Wesleyan University who received the individual award for her commitment to environmental stewardship. Impact 60 was honored with the organization award for their impactful community-focused projects. And the Delaware Area Career Center Wildlife and Resource Management Program was recognized for over a decade of support to the festival. Thank you to all our community partners that help work on this awesome event. The City of Delaware this week officially welcomed its newest member of the police team, K-9 Malo. He was introduced at City Council on Monday night. Malo, a 20-month-old Belgian Malinois originally from France, is trained to assist officers in a wide range of duties, including tracking missing or endangered individuals, locating lost items, detecting illegal drugs, and apprehending suspects. He has partnered with veteran officer Jason Carroll. After completing 5 weeks of intensive training together, the duo is now on active duty, working daily to help keep the community safe. If you remember, K-9 Tyson passed away last year of an aggressive cancer, and Mallow is replacing him. Also at Monday night's city council meeting, Mayor Carolyn K. Riggle recognized and celebrated the Butler family for their dedication to preserving and sharing an important chapter of local and national history through the production of Camp Delaware. The film tells the story of African-American soldiers who trained in Delaware in 1863 to fight for the Union during the Civil War. The city was honored to support the project by providing the Camp Delaware meeting room as a filming location. The Butler's commitment to raising awareness of this powerful story has helped shine a light on Delaware's historical significance in the broader narrative of the fight for freedom and equality. Well, Lee, the big day of sparklers and big booms is coming right up. The city of Delaware invites the community to a full day of celebration on Friday, July 4th, in honor of Independence Day.
I thought he was talking about the pool yesterday. That was sparklers and big booms.
That's right.
I'm here all week.
Hello. Festivities begin at 11 a.m. with the annual parade, which starts at the Liberty Street gate of the fairgrounds and makes its way through downtown along Sandusky Street to Wilmer and South Henry Street. At 7:30 p.m., the Central Ohio Symphony will perform a free concert on the Phillips Glen Lawn at Ohio Wesleyan University. Attendees are encouraged to bring blankets and chairs for this cherished local tradition. The celebration, of course, concludes with a dazzling fireworks show at 10 p.m., launching from the city's Cherry Street property. Prime viewing areas include Henry Street and the Owu Athletic Fields. Food trucks will be serving starting at 5 p.m. on Hayes Street. Portable restrooms will be available in several convenient locations, including the building and grounds parking lot near the Ohio Wesleyan football practice field, the Harrison Henry Street lot, and the Owu softball field lot. This year's celebration is made possible by generous sponsors, including presenting sponsor Byers Auto Group, grand finale sponsor Meyer, and community spirit sponsor Ohio Health, along with many other valued contributors. Please note, city offices will be closed on Friday, July 4th. Residential refuse collection will be delayed by one day, with Friday's route collected on Saturday. Of course, our fire department and police department remind you to make good decisions and be safe during the 4th of July celebrations. And finally, yes, Nick Langford, the man in the middle here, our economic development director. He's here to talk all about the great things he's working on to help bring business to the city and promote our strong economic growth. And he's got lots of zingers and zangers and jokes for us all, and we appreciate him being here. So, Lee, we're going to talk to Nick more after the break. Back to you.
Thanks, Robert. I had one item I wanted to add, and second only to economic development jargon and acronyms is finance and accounting jargon and acronyms. And, you know, hold on to your seats, folks. The PAFR is available for viewing on our website. That is, the popular annual financial report. The PAFR is available. Now, I joke about it, but the popular annual financial report is just that. It is not the number and data-heavy tome that is our full budget that you can read online. This is the more usable, resident-friendly version of our financial and accounting for the budget year, fiscal year 2024. So encourage everybody to take a look at it if you've ever had a question or want to know more about Delaware, City of Delaware finances and how we track and account for our spending and money, check out the PAFR. It's viewable, just released this week, and very useful information there. So check it out. The link is on our homepage at DelawareOhio.net. Nick Langford is in the house. We're going to talk City of Delaware economic development. What exactly does that mean? All that and more after these messages. Thanks, Mark.
There's some 90s.
Great, thanks. Oh, okay, so there was music done in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, again, you just made my point. Yeah. Okay, they were making fun of my musical encyclopedic bass, and perhaps it ended in about 1987 or so.
What happened in 1987 that ended it?
Music died.
Oh.
It just wasn't.
That was the day.
Yeah.
So anyway. I remember it well.
Yeah. So, it is digest time. We are back for the second segment. With us today, Nick Langford. Nick is the City of Delaware's Economic Development Director. Government is wonderful for generic kind of amorphous names that, you know, public works or public utilities that, okay, well, that doesn't really, what do you do? And I think economic development can fall into that, Nick. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, to get us started. So let's start with the basics. What exactly is economic development, and why does it matter to our city and our residents?
So it's everyone's favorite answer, which is it depends. But generally, economic development is the improvement of the economic base for whatever entity that you're looking at. So that could be a township, a municipality, a county, a region, a state. But it really depends on what is sort of needed by that governmental entity. So like there are some rural communities that their biggest goal, their hopes and dreams, they might be off of an interstate. Man, they really want a McDonald's. And they're like, if we can get a McDonald's here, we'll have some jobs. People will stop here. Maybe we can open up some more retail, kind of get our downtown going, and then maybe, you know, people will stop leaving in such masses. Other entities, big cities, so like let's think Columbus, let's think Nashville, completely different ballgame. They're talking to corporate headquarters. They're trying to get these huge, huge entities in place.
They want McDonald's headquarters.
They want McDonald's HQ, that's right, or Taco Bell,
right,
or whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah. We're kind of in the middle. We have an extremely robust, cool downtown. We have all these kind of quirky, independent shops and really good eateries. We have this really nice legacy industrial park. We also have some raw land. And we're also just growing like crazy with all of these single-family subdivisions. So it's we kind of cover the whole spectrum, which is great for me because I you know stay busy and I like variety. But it's also kind of difficult to keep track of everything that we're supposed to be doing. So we're unique in that we, you know, we're well connected. We're an affluent community. We have low crime. Our population is growing. We already have a good industrial mix or just economic mix. And I mean, ultimately, it's kind of an ideal situation for just about any kind of development that we're looking at.
I think you just answered this question, but so how do you sell the city of Delaware to a business decision maker or a developer, and do you have to sell the city of Delaware?
So, again, it's another one of my fun it depends answers. So, if I'm talking to a retail developer, if we're talking about Target or Lowe's, okay. Or developer who is trying to build something to coerce them into our community. I'm talking about population growth. I'm talking about new rooftops. I'm talking about good demographics. I'm talking about traffic counts. If I'm talking to an industrial developer, I'm going to be talking about utilities, low tax rate, and then hopefully an abundance of workforce and affordable housing. So it really just depends. And so you kind of have to be a chameleon and kind of pivot to each one of those sort of topics. And luckily, we're so diverse that we kind of hit on each one of those.
You know, one of the things you hear a lot, and I'm sure you get this as a lot, is like, you know, we don't need another this, we need that. Or how come Trader Joe's isn't here? Or how come we don't have a steakhouse or whatever? But a lot of that, you're marketing. But a business still has to make their own decisions. I mean, you can't just decide which business comes in.
Yeah, I can't go to their headquarters with, I won't say gun, but a slingshot in my hand and say, you need to come to Delaware. It's, you know, it's free market enterprise. So ultimately, they're going to make those decisions themselves and usually according to their board. The best I can do is pitch the city and try to get in front of those decision makers, which is a lot harder than you think. I can't call the headquarters of Trader Joe's and say, "Hey, what are you doing on Friday?"
Yeah,
like they're not, you know, they get that from everybody.
But that's sort of part of the thing too. Is I know you partner with the county. You guys are always trying to get big kind of type of businesses here. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I think also people don't necessarily understand is or fully comprehend is that, you know, the city is funded by taxes.
Income tax.
Income tax. Yes. So you need people working here.
Yes, absolutely. So the more and more people that we can get that work here, the better off we're going to be fiscally. And I mean, I would say that's 90% of my job is trying to grow our job base. And so that includes all the different facets. We're trying to get, you know, new restaurants downtown. We're trying to get retail. We're trying to get the big industrial users here. But I mean, ultimately, kind of in the aggregate of all those things, it's the goal is to grow the income tax base. And that way we can continue doing utilities, pave our streets, provide good quality of life, parks, all these other things that kind of weave and make up the fabric of a solid economy of a city.
Our guest on the Digest this morning, Nick Langford. Nick is the City of Delaware Economic Development Director. Nick, and we hear about incentives and how those are used or not used, and there's public skepticism about incentives in private development. Can you explain how these work and actually how they're paid for?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people think, and it's a pretty standard trope in economic development, is that the profession is just kind of used car salesmen that walk around with large checkbooks to different companies and say, hey, you get $100,000, you get $1 million. And that's not really the case. If you talk to most developers or business owners, they're not totally fond of me. And it's largely because the first thing I do when we're bringing in a new development and they ask about incentives is I make them prove it to me. So, hey, you're saying you can't make this development pencil, the numbers work on paper. Show me the paper. Let's actually go through it. And 9 times out of 10, they either don't have that paper or they don't want to show it to me. And they don't want to show it to me because, well, largely, they know the development works. It's just like any commercial enterprise, if you can get more money and you can get an incentive, you're gonna ask for it. I mean, I would do the same thing if I were in their shoes. So let's say that 10% of the time that they do actually open up their books and we go through their pro forma and there is a gap there. There's a couple different ways to kind of fill that. One is a tax abatement, which is commonly known as a Community Reinvestment Act here in Ohio, but it's a tax abatement, which basically just means a property tax cut for their development so that they can basically afford to build and not have a long-term tax burden kind of encumbering their immediate growth. That's one. The other one that we have locally is tax increment financing, and that's largely used by the city to pay for off-site improvements that both benefit the city and benefit the development. So, for instance, if we have a new retail box user that's going to generate, let's say, 6,000 average daily traffic counts, so 6,000 cars a day, we might need to upgrade our roads. We might use tax increment financing to collect the property taxes from that site, and we might issue a bond or have the developer issue a bond. And I know I'm getting in the weeds.
Oh, you're in the thistles right now, man. So if those are in place, then just in the time we have left, do we check on that? Is there a way, do you monitor that and see what the return is then?
By state statute, recourse? we have to monitor it.
Okay.
So, and if they're not performing, city council has the right to claw back those incentives. And so it's never a, here's a check, see you later, hope it works out. It's, here's this incentive, you need to do X, Y, and Z. By the way, every year you're going to have to report on how you're doing on X, Y, and Z.
One of the things Bob and I have been busy with is a lot of media interest with the Meridell project. It's Sawmill and 42, Nick. And,
yep.
And again, in the time we have left, can you give us an update on where things stand with that and what the vision is?
Yeah, so that right now they're going through all the planning and zoning, which is, you know, a lot of fun. And they're making a lot of progress on that. But, I mean, ultimately it's going to be a four-rink hockey arena, which is going to be the biggest hockey arena within about a six-hour radius of us, and then a 6,000-seat amphitheater. So we're going to go see Hootie and the Blowfish play. You don't like the 90s, I know.
I know. I've heard of
Hootie. You love Hootie?
So.
No? Okay.
Continue.
So, ultimately, though, it's going to be this very large commercial sports entertainment complex near Sawmill and 42, and it's going to bring 500,000 people to Delaware every single year. And all those visitors
not
are
not all at once, though, right?
Not all at once. Okay. Not all at once. Over time. Right. And ultimately, those people who are coming to visit, they're from outside. They're going to bring all of that revenue, all of those sales tax dollars to the city.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And again, it's not that is a major focus, but downtown, real quick, lots going on, and really the core, the heart of our city and our county. What's happening downtown?
Main Street, Delaware, is still killing it. So we're still having our first Friday events. They had a really successful summer concert series on, I think it was Tuesday.
You're partnering on some small business. Can we talk about that, the program?
Yeah, so we're going to start a sort of small business seminar series. It's kind of still in the works, but partnering with ECDI out of Columbus to come in and do some small business training, some teaching, and ultimately see how we can
professional kind of development kind of for our small business owners.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's absolutely.
And again, we need you for more time. We certainly need to have you back. But the old Kroger on South Sandusky Street, that lot, anything you can tease our listeners with?
More recently, the old Big Lots.
Big Lots,
yeah.
My gray hair is showing, I know.
I tried to get Trader Joe's there. That's all I'll say. I tried. I tried, everybody.
But that is an active project for you. You're trying to backfill that, working with the developer and under the constraints of that. And
absolutely. And it's one of those things, again, of I can't make people do what I want them to do. I try really hard, and I just can't, you know. I watch Star Wars a lot. I'm still trying to figure out how to. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A complete partnership. Exactly. Well, clearly, Bob, we've shown we need to have Nick on more often. Mm-hmm. Let's get some regular. We'll get some regular schedule for this and have you on for periodic updates because there is so much going on.
Yeah, there absolutely is. I'd be glad to come back.
Awesome, great, Nick Langford, City of Delaware Economic Development Director. I learned something today, Bob.
There's a band called Hootie and the Blowfish.
Music did not stop. Mark, music did not stop after 1989.
I had no idea there was a Kroger there at the old location. Oh. That's awesome. Wow, who knew?
Yes, yes, yes.
That'd be really old.
All that and more. So. All right, we're going to try it again next week. If they'll have us back, we'll see everybody on the Digest.
Thanks, guys.